W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Audio Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
Money, how much you going to pay?
And his partner, Feather Tap Ender Stevenson.
From Mick Echo City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft, and as you can hear, card is always subject to change. I am John, usually producing the show. Unfortunately, our friend, Mr. Rab Frons, Mr. 11 himself, cannot be here today because he's filming his brand new sitcom, The Scots. So he was rained off, so he couldn't do the podcast, so he sends his apologies. However, we are, as ever, joined by the Stevenson Dream himself, Mr. Graham Stavely, a.k.a. Grado.
John, it's great to be here. We're recording this on Wednesday night. I've just moved up to Glasgow. I'm going to be in Glasgow for the foreseeable, filming something. So I'm in digs just now. I've just came here about an hour ago. Obviously, Rab, I came here, it's like, man, because filming with the rain and stuff like that, especially if he's doing, he might be talking shite. He could be making it up, but I know what it's like when they're filming rain in the exterior.
Yeah.
Sorry, aye, the exterior. And then, you know, they need to kind of wait and stuff like that. But it's a poor excuse. However, we'll batter on through. We've got things to talk about.
This is what I'm sure there's wrestling.
If you ever you want me to tell you a wee story, John, just give me the eggy.
I'll do that, Grado.
I'm in a mood.
We're currently, if you're watching the video version of this, of course you can get that at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. You can see that Grado is in a room. He set up his laptop in a cupboard. And he's now sitting in a high chair with his microphone on top of a set of drawers. So it's a little bit different this week.
It's going to be, it's all right, man. Do you know what? I'm in the mood for telling these stories and what have you, because I feel like I'm on the road.
Oh, does it take you back to the TNA days, does it?
Oh, it takes me back to being in Florida, man. Meeting the guys at the Miller Ale House, you know, sitting reading Abyss's text for Hulk Hogan. Stuff like that, you know, I miss it.
Instead, you're filming 2 doors down, so you're getting Alex Norton and Jonathan Watson's phone and that and reading their texts instead and saying to Jonathan Watson, go and do Graham Souness, go and do Alex Ferguson.
Well, that's the first time that I ever got the chance to date with Johnny. It was like, I'm always getting in trouble with folk for marking out. I love it. It was the same way, like, did I ever tell you what I done with Karen Dunbar?
No, please don't tell me you went up and said, are you going to know do that or something like that?
Right, so the folk that make Scott Squad, Joe Hallett, we made a pilot called Barry Lands, right, for right, BBC. Okay. And it was about, my character was a guy that inherited his granda's money, and his granda told him just before he died that he should take out the local fun park, right?
Right.
It was a thing called Barry Lands. I was called Barry, and Karen Dunbar was playing my mom. And so it was only one day of filming, right? Because it wasn't even a pilot; it was a taster tape. It was just a couple of scenes that we kind of ran. And this was the first day I met Karen Dunbar, and she sitting more kind of going out of lines and all that, just about to take the wee take. And just again, as soon as she was about to kind of were about to go for it, I just went, they're a school teacher. and she went, what? And I was like, I used to date myself when I was young. My mom used to get me to date in front of her pals when I was in primary 7. I go, well, just date. And she went, are you kidding me on? And then I actually got a mega beamer and I was like, why did I do that? Why did I do that?
Karen Dunbar.
I've done that with him.
Yeah, I've never met Karen Dunbar, but Karen Dunbar strikes me as the kind of person that doesn't suffer fools gladly. Mm. You know what I mean?
She doesn't miss and hit the wall, I'll tell you that.
Right, right.
Listen, oh, but she's brilliant, but she is brilliant.
Yeah, is she a wrestling fan?
I don't think so. No, but she's fair, sure.
Well, that's good. You had something in common. Let's crack in. A lot of correspondence after last week's show. Grado, I need to ask you, we had a random run, and if you haven't checked out last week's episode, go and check it out. One of the best runs we've ever had. Random run-in. We just said, we put it on Twitter, click this link if you want to do the run-in, and it was answered by British veteran wrestler, I think that's a fair description, Sabotage, who you knew from the SWA days. What has the reaction from the boys been this week to the run-in?
Oh, I've been getting plenty of texts. You know, I've been quite, ever since we recorded that, right, I know we've had a couple of tweets and people going, I love that shit, I love it, this is what it's all about, mere folks should be like it and stuff like that. But I was getting paranoid, man, because that he didn't miss and hit the wall. You know, Big Sabby, doesn't he fuck about. And just after I'd done it, I felt, I was like, I don't know, man, because we... This is folk that I've known for years, but I can't deny that it was fucking hilarious. And here's the thing, John. I knew he was going to be like that. So, right. You know, we done that Zoom run-in a couple of weeks ago with a guy who came on and it wasn't even a wrestling fan. He was just like, how you doing? Well, just at the last kick of the ball, Sab had entered the room and I went, I wasn't prepared for it because I knew that's what he would, come on and start fucking absolutely burying folk.
Shooting
and it was just by chance he came in again. So I was like, get Big Sab on. But you know what? Sab was amazing with me because when I first started wrestling, there was like, he came up and trained us and stuff like that. And I kind of went on the road with him and Conscience. And as a wee guy, man, 15, 16 year old, it was like, this is the best. You know what I mean? Because he was also the first guy that came up here, in my opinion, in a lot of years, actually looked like a wrestler. You know, we would go into, as I said last week, we'd go into the kebab shop and they would shout Undertaker and he'd wear his gimmick outside. And I just thought he was cool as a cat. And then obviously, I think Shamer told the story as well that we went to his wedding. Did we tell the story about going to his wedding?
Sabotage was at Seamus' wedding. That's Coach Tripp for anyone that doesn't know.
So Coach Tripp, me and Coach Tripp were invited to Sab's wedding, right?
Right.
We were the only boys that were invited. And so I'm sure I feel as if I've told this story. Maybe I haven't. Oh, I know Adam will be listening going, don't tell this. But so it was in the middle of nowhere. It was a lovely big old Scottish castle-y kind of church.
Right.
And so we went, right? And Sab got married and stuff like that, and he says, right, let's go to he's going to the wedding reception. We're like, oh, fucking right, we're going to the wedding reception. So we jump in Coach Tripp's motor and we see the minister pull it. And like, oh, there's the minister, like, follow him, he'll be going to the reception. So we follow him. This is before sat navs or anything like that, and we're honestly, this is talk about Invernahwear, right? This was like we're going out of these bendy roads, country roads, following this minister. Guess about fucking 45 minutes, what that? Sure he's definitely gone to the reception. So we follow him into this wee town, and he turns into a drive, and we're like, ah, right, hold on. So we follow him into the drive, the minister comes busting out his car, what he's doing? What that? You know, going to the reception? He goes, no, I'm going fucking home. We followed him home. Where the hell are we? So there was no way. Sab phoned us and was like, where are yous? And we felt terrible, but literally we were in the middle of nowhere. We didn't know where we were and we had to get up the road. But, you know, I'm glad we actually made the wedding because he's great. And his wife Abby's brown as well. And the Wangey's got as well. They're brand new. So anyway, what's the reaction been like to it anyway? The
response has been pretty positive for Sam, basically. We had to, I have to admit, on the group chat, on the Wrestling Daft group chat, me, Gab and Radio, we're going back and forth going, right, we have to edit this bit, we have to edit that bit. So the litigious stuff ended up on the cutting room floor. So,
We had to, man.
Oh, God, we'd have been sued. We'd have been sued.
It really was quite, but...
I don't even trust our patrons with it. That's how much I was like, oh shit, no, we'll have to leave it at the cutting room floor. David Wilson, wrestling photographer extraordinaire, got in touch and said, basically, I thought I could shoot on Folk, but Sabotage absolutely murdered Folk without blinking on this week's Wrestling Daft. I doff my cap to Sab. There's been a murder. Eddie says, thank you. As someone who attends some of the Matt Busby SWA shows, Sabotage running was absolutely spectacular. Stephen also adds, can we put over Sabotage on the running from this week's show? Absolute legend, and the honesty was amazing. Wrestling needs more people like that.
So, aye, you know what? Aye. He doesn't. Listen, it was... There's loads of things I'm always wanting to say on it, but I'm too feared. Sabotage isn't feared.
He didn't fuck about. An update on the George Square Loyal Rumble. Grado, we were talking about on last week's show. Mm-hmm. The Rangers supporters going down to George Square for a bit of a celebration, a bit of a rammy, which was nicknamed the Loyal Rumble. We had people there like Kevin Sash and what have you, King Billy Gunn and all that. The Marillion says he heard, this is just rumours, Gado, you maybe can confirm these, that the Loyal Rumble, the fans have split into the RFC Hollywood and the RFC Lana Wolfpack. Can you confirm this has happened between the Rangers supporters?
Listen, I'm no touching any of this. You and Rob can take the piss out of this. I'm touching F all.
Right, okay, we'll move swiftly on from that. And Billy, remember Billy? Billy, infamous on this show for finding out about 9/11 via Family Guy. He's been in touch, and he has hit me up with the weirdest fucking wrestling clip I have seen in a while. Picture this. I'm going to play it out in a minute. A man dressed as E.T., yes, that's right, extraterrestrial Steven Spielberg, E.T., basically pretending to be Stone Cold Steve Austin. Do you want to see it?
Of course, Baron.
Because you know Stone Cold E.T. like to come to White Castle, order a couple of cheeseburgers to fill me up before I whoop some ass. Give me a hell yeah if you're down with Stone Cold E.T. Oh, hell yeah! Because Stone Cold E.T. likes whooping ass. When Stone Cold E.T. rides a bicycle, I ride it long, I ride it hard, just like the Texas Rattlesnake when he's done whooping Vince McMahon's ass. Give me a, oh, hell yeah. What'd you say, E.T.? What? What'd you say, E.T.? What? I said I want to order two cheeseburgers, and that's the bottom line. Cause now Stone Cold let a little White Castle burger with a little onion.
That is the most fucked up thing I've seen in a long while.
Do you know what we need today? We need to get there's a wrestler called Bobby Roberts, and he wrestled in ICW for a while, and he done right. The Stone Cold gimmick. If he's listening, message John to come on, because you need to hear his impersonation of Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's right, shit okay. Hot. He's brilliant. Right. It's a shout out to Bobby Roberts.
Yep, get Bobby Roberts tagged in this week's show, and we'll get Bobby on next week. But E.T. Stone Cold, fuck knows how it is. But
I'm sure he's pro too.
He'll definitely be pro too. One of our patrons, Chris Barrett, has got in touch about Two Doors Down, and the subject is entitled "My Two Doors Down Panic." I hope Grado can help. He says, the other week, me and my wife started rewatching in my case, Two Doors Down from the start. She's been absolutely loving it, laughing her head off and really enjoying the characters. I'm scared though. We're just getting to the middle of CEC and I know Grado is ready to come in very soon and it's starting to panic me. What happens if my wife doesn't like Alan or worse, still say something mean about Grado himself? She's already said she doesn't like Gordon as much as Jazz, so I know she could be cold to newcomers. I'm hoping I'm wrong to worry, as surely everybody loves Grado. But have you got any advice for me if she does start laying the boot in? How would you like me to defend you to her?
Right, well, it's kind of, alarm bells are ringing a wee bit, right? Because you know, I love the character Jazz in Two Doors Down, right? But Gordon, the guy that plays, do you watch Two Doors Down, John?
Yes.
Right. Gordon's brilliant, isn't it?
Aye.
He's amazing. So that alarm signal's already ringing. By the way, see, do you know what the wheel is hanging up, right? I never recorded. I never done any episodes with Jazz, right? But how weird is this, right? Mind I was on Endeavour.
Yes.
And I was playing a wrestler who was trying to... Well, yeah. I was a gay wrestler accused of killing an Indian takeaway driver.
Yes.
Well, we had to film some wrestling scenes. And it was Long story short, basically Jazz was one of the wrestlers. I mean, he had like two lines, but it was the weirdest thing because I'd never done anything with him in Two Doors Down. But he was in a tag team that we filmed earlier on the day, so we had to kind of like smart him up to things and show him how to bump and show him how to whip and stuff like that, which was interesting. But anyway, if your bud doesn't like me, if he doesn't fancy me, please don't let me know because I'll take it the wrong way.
Right, okay, there's you. So whatever happens, Chris, don't let Grady.
Let me know if she thinks I'm all right.
Yeah. If she goes, oh, that's the best performance I've ever seen. That's my favourite Two Doors Down character. Put Grady over. If she's going to bury him, though, no, just.
I can't take it. If he says that, you know, I ruined it or whatever, fuck, I'll be crab it.
Yep, right. There's the advice, Chris. Now, have you heard about John Cena this week, Grado? He may have started an international incident.
Well, I saw because obviously in the mornings when I'm looking for stuff for the breakfast show, John Cena was trending and I thought, well, he's maybe back on the wrestling. But I understand that he called Taiwan a country. Taiwan isn't a country. It's like an island of China, isn't it? Yeah,
it's part of
China. The way Aaron is to Scotland.
So basically, Chris has been in touch to say that John Cena perhaps is setting up a match with the Democratic Republic of China at SummerSlam. If you haven't heard John Cena's apology, let's hear it now as John Cena apologises to China.
Your eager soul. Sawyer, when we're going to call you young John,
how impressive is that?
Have you seen managed to do that?
I don't know.
I mean, he's doing it like.
Right, come on, he's got to sign off.
He's not learned that in half an hour, is he? Jesus, mate, and I'm just looking at the stuff on Twitter. He's getting mega heat for that. Unbelievably cowardly, people were writing to him. Wow.
There you go, John Cena. That is impressive, but I'm very disappointed that he didn't sign off with "You can't see me." And that would have topped.
How do you know he never said
that? I don't know that, but he would have done the hand signal if he.
Right, okay.
I don't think it's very appropriate if you're making an apology right enough to sign off with "You can't see me, China. See you later." Drop mic.
It's weird because it just doesn't seem. Cena's usually the geezer that you know that can be trusted with stuff like that. But I mean, see, honestly,
You can handle that, Grado. No, you cannot handle that. No. So there you go. Cena versus China at SummerSlam this year. Potentially a match set for that. Back to a couple of weeks ago, your Matt Riddle, Grado. We'll need to get in a minute, see if you've got a Matt Riddle for this week. But lots more people have been back in touch with wrestling-related names, right? So Colin Mackin, apologies, Colin, we didn't read this one out last week. He named his son Vincent Mackin. So with Vince McMahon in mind. So basically all his pals at school call him Vinnie Mac. So that's no decent. In fact, Collins goes further. He says, we were at a show in Greenock in 2017 that Grado was at. I managed to speak to someone and we got the whole crowd to sing happy birthday to him. I tried to get a picture with him and Grado, but he was rushing in late while the show had already started with a luggage bag.
It's me.
He just come off a plane and couldn't be fucked talking to anyone. Little did he know, he just brushed off little Vinnie Mac himself.
Well, that makes me feel like shit.
So, do you want to say anything to Vinnie Mac now?
Of course I do. But you know what? I don't think I ever got to a Greenock show on time. Quite a lot of the time as well, I was double booked, so I'd maybe have had a show for W3L in Glenrothes or something at 4 o'clock, and then they've put me on early so that I can get to the show in Greenock. But I can't believe I kayfabed young Vinnie Mac. So, Vinnie Mac, wee man, apologies for what I done in 2017. Next time I'm at a show, I'll
sing happy birthday to you.
Do you know what? It's funny, right? No, but seriously, if he is listening with any mic, I'm sorry for doing that day. I was probably running a bit like a blue ass flag and then I was probably on because Ross would maybe sometimes kind of wind me up and go, but I've got you on first half main. So it wasn't even that I had time to wait because I was main eventing. So, but I'm apologies for that. But you know what? I remember one time I had to, my Grado inbox used to be open on Facebook, right?
Oh,
and I could get messages all the time. And I remember one time I wrestled in Greenock. This was a couple of years before that, but I decided I'm going to look at my message. I've not done it in a couple of days. And I got this big screed that was on the Friday night. And it was a woman that had said, she had sent her a message on the Friday saying, "Hi, is there any chance my nephew, his birthday tomorrow, would you be able to get in the ring and shout happy birthday to him?" And all that's right. And then obviously I had never seen it. And then on the Sunday, I read her message and she wrote, "I can't believe you heard you, my nephew was in tears. Happy birthday to him." And I was like, and really, a fucking meg upset me because, well, one, what I would have done was I would have went, you know what, wait behind the show and I'll make sure I'll get a picture of him, stuff like that. But a lot of people, sometimes happy birthday shout outs are hard to do when you're wrestling. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, so, when you're trying to get the crowd, you know, main event, and you know, the music comes on, and then and I get in the ring, and then I go, right, I just need to say happy birthday someday. It takes away, it totally fucking
it breaks kayfabe.
It just hoovers the atmosphere right out of it. Exactly. But I would never have, but if I had read the message, I would have said, look, I gave my signed hat, a signed picture and stuff like that, but that kind of, I thought, you know what, I can't deal with this anymore, because she made me, I felt like shit because I'd never done it, but at the same time, I'm going, what the fuck, you know what I mean? Halfway through, I can, I'm blowing a comeback and I'm glad to the ring announcer, geez, hold on, by the way, happy birthday to Nathan, he's 7, happy birthday, it doesn't work.
Maybe there's a character in that though, Grado, like, because obviously you're a star of panto as a star of wrestling. Maybe you could combine the two. So let's just imagine, you know, you come out, you throw sweeties at the crowd to get them on side. You know, you could have, you know what, it'd be a dynamic. You could have a heel face dynamic with like the bad guy and the heel. You know,
we've done it with Shy at the Pavilion. Yeah. When we Grado's big first, the family wrestling bashing, we had the, well, we're in the is it the Gods they call them? I can't quite remember. The Royal Boaks and stuff like that.
Aye.
And he was on, it was honestly one of the best things that we ever done together. He was in one side, the spotlight was on him, the spotlight was on me in the next one. He was cutting the heel promo, I was cutting the babyface promo. And at the end, when I shouted, "It's yourself," I had a big fight. I had like about 40 packets of Haribo. I'm throwing them in the ground and they're going nuts. Honestly, it can be mega combined.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Sit in the middle of a suplex, you hold them up, do birthday shout-outs, happy birthday to wee Vinny, happy birthday to Jimmy.
But by the way, what a cool name, wee man, what a cool wee name.
At the start, when you're doing the entrance, you bring down the words and everyone can sing your theme tune. It's a fucking winner, I'm telling you. Anyway, more names coming from you, Grado, on Grado's Matt Riddle. Willie says, right, worked with a guy a year ago called Jake Roberts. I know the idea who he was always... I always gave him a short arm clothesline at break. I'd always reply away and wank, "Doug's your prick, legend of a man."
He had no idea who the actual Jake Roberts was.
No, and he did get clotheslined, and the boy had no idea. I'm not too sure about this one, but Andy weighs in. I said, "I used to work at Air Price with a lad called Chris Stratus." That's Chris Stratus. Around the same time, my mate Nick had an erotic rendezvous with a lass called Helena Sell. Like his name's sake, he too got tossed off. All true. Won't hear a word against either claim.
What are you thinking? Helena Sell?
I don't think it's true. I don't think it's true, but it's a good effort, Andy. Have you got a Matt Riddle we can give it throughout for next week, Grado, or will we think?
Wait till we see. I'm trying to think.
Well, I tell you what, do you know what we haven't done, Grado? We haven't done the pun in some time. And I know there's a few people want to see the pun in come back. So that's a good shout. Why don't we do wrestling locations for next week for the pun in?
Oh, that's a good one, John. Right, wrestling locations.
Pun in next week. So wrestling, it could be a city, it could be a country, it could be an area of Scotland, it could be a suburb in Scotland. Take a wrestler, make it into a wrestling location. That's your pun in for
next week. Getting in the
now? What's that? I can't, off the top.
Kelly and Dane.
Kelly and Dane Marmick, I like it. Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. There must be an air one. Glasgow. Oh, listen, the listeners will come up with the goods.
Air Paris.
Yep. Right.
All right, cool. Right, I'll get on that.
Come back to that one. So get in touch with that. If you want any of that stuff we've just talked about, get in touch with us. Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta, Wrestling Daft Podcast, or go on Facebook.
Paul London.
Right, okay. We're off to a start. Or you can email wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Every week on Wrestling Daft, we look at the good and bad of wrestling. You know, the UK's Eurovision entry compared to Italy's entry. Did you watch Eurovision today, though?
See, the boy, what did you call him again?
The boy was George. Doing lines of, the boy looked like he was doing lines of gear.
Well, I saw that.
The boy.
I was more worried about it. I was more worried about the geezer that was representing Britain. What the fuck? He had a big viscera coat on.
Did you see there was a lot of wrestling Twitter went a bit mental for Germany's entrance because there was someone dressed as a hand. So everyone was saying, this is what happened to me, young's fucking child.
Oh, that's good, pal. That's good. That's good. See, the Finland song, the Finland song reminded me of like a pure mid-2000s WWF pay-per-view theme.
There was a couple in there like that. But there was some good tunes on it, but the UK one was pretty shite. What are you buddying and putting over this week, Grado? Let's just talk documentaries.
Warrior documentary on Sunday was amazing. This is the best time then. I see these documentaries coming out on a Sunday and a Thursday. You've got the Dark Side of the Ring and the biography. They're superb. I sent you a wee clip, didn't I? Vince McMahon back when he was getting, there's great footage of Warrior getting told to apologise to Wayne that he kind of fucked off.
I've got that clip here. Let's play it because I think this is one of the most unbelievable wrestling clips because Warrior, you only ever saw Warrior in character. There's not much footage of Warrior out of character, is there? And Grado sent this clip that from the documentary, which is absolutely blew my mind the other day. So let's play this just now.
But not in the Warriors character.
I'm humbly apologizing, but I'm not saying what I'm humbly apologizing for.
That's right.
I know what the gimmick's for, but I mean, what's it for?
In 3, 2...
I understand that there comes times in everyone's life when they may regret certain things. Regret certain things that they should. This.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what the fuck to say. I didn't say anything. Goddamn kid.
I understand that.
Well, no, you don't, because I'm making a videotape for some kid.
It's a work.
It's a work. That's all it is. It's a work. We're working here. That's it.
I'm working here. There's two matches left. I'm working here making an apology for something I didn't do. This guy's really, whatever I supposed to have said to the guy, I wish I had said to the guy.
Me too. 3, 2.
There shall never come a time that any one of the WWE.
That blew my mind. That blew.
We're working. It's a fucking work. We're working here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. It's actually 3 minutes long, but because I was Snapchatting it to you, John, I couldn't get the full bastard. But, there's name of it. See, there's no matter how many times you can watch it, but see that whole story about Warrior coming back, saying that promo, giving a promo about when somebody breathes their last breath, and then he fucking croaks it 2 days later. It still blows my mind.
I mean, it is. It's absolutely crazy when you think of it. I was talking about someone at work who's a wrestling fan as well, and we're just talking about how unbelievable it comes up, gets into the Hall of Fame, and then passes away. Like the next day, madness.
It'll be interesting to see the Dark Side of the Ring this week is Warrior, and it's because the Warrior episode with Biography Channel was like, it was Dana Warrior, he's kind of the wife that he was with when he died, and it was quite it was emotional. But this is with the first wife, Dark Side of the Ring, you know what I mean? Oh. So it's a bit mental, but I'm not burying it, and I'm just putting over the documentaries because as a wrestling fan, honestly, tremendous.
Yeah. Fantastic. Let's get into the listeners and see what they're burying putting over this week. Put over from Stevie, the increased possibility of another Kofi Kingston title run, Kofi Mania 2, if you like. Would be great to see it, especially after they've done him in the way they did against Brock. Kofi for another title run, Grado?
I think Kofi's brilliant. As I say, I missed that title run, but obviously,
it was a shame the way it ended. We brought. I mean, you got totally buried by Brock, but I'm, you know, it's, I don't know if they need Kofi with the title on him, but
so what's happening? Is he, what's, is he being on Raw? What's
he's just mate,
I get awkward talking about this because I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. He's kind of number one contender at the moment for the title. Buddy, the end of Velveteen Dream not on being released, which WWE should have done yonks ago. Just the sad and frustrating circumstances of it all, and the fact that the guy looked like he was destined to be the one through it all because of some predatory behavior and a rank rotten attitude. Instead of being the Noix, Rock, or Cena, he chose to be a future episode of Dark Side of the Ring.
Well, I never thought about it like that, the Dark Side of the Ring, that's a shout, but that, I can't agree with that guy anymore, because he,
great work.
What I saw in NXT, man, he was the man. I was like, this guy has got it.
Amazing look, great in the ring.
He's totally fucked it, and I can't see him. And nobody will touch him with a barge pole. So you're right. It's sad how it's ended up, but he's only got yourself to blame, man. It's,
I know.
How could you love yourself? You know, I don't know. He's bang on about that being a future Dark Side of the Ring episode. By the way, he's totally bang on.
It'll be interesting to see if he gets bookings elsewhere. That'll be the interesting part. He's always got lots of legal problems going on, but I'll be interested to see if he gets booked on the Indies or ends up at an Impact or whatever. Jamie says, put over Christopher Daniels. For being 51 years old, he still looks fucking amazing.
He's a man. Chris Daniels is one of the nicest guys ever.
You worked him?
I don't think I've worked him, but I've been on the same shows as him. He gave us a good bit of advice once. He kind of watched a match, and he gave me a good bit of advice when it came to selling.
Oh, really?
I was making my comeback, and it just made, no, that way. You just go, why did I never think about that? It was just like, you know, stop selling as much when you're blowing a comeback and somebody's striking you. Don't sell it too much. You're fucking Hulk Hogan at this point. You know what I mean? Don't sell it. Shake it off. You know what I mean? And go for it in for the full pelt. And it was just, that was in Ayrton Hall as well. And he pulled us aside and said that. So I still keep in touch with him now and again. And he genuinely is one of the nicest guys ever.
Brilliant. And Jamie says, Buddy, the lack of puns on the show these days. Don't worry, Jamie.
Mate,
puns are back next week with the locations and wrestling. Matt says, Buddy, the Wolves.
I've got one.
Well, go.
Oh, no, it's fit, but kind of.
Oh, it's okay. It's fine.
Ricky Greenup Martin.
well, that's fine.
Wait, I'll take that.
There you go. Right, Matt says, Buddy, the Wolves fan who wore a Fiend mask to their last home game, put over the same Wolves fan who went full hog and wore the gloves as well to complete the outfit. All about the detail, I guess. Did you see that picture, Grado?
No. Was it for 1991? No, I never saw it.
It's on our Wrestling Daft Twitter now. You can see the man at the final Wolves game of the season dressed as the Fiend. Quite incredible. Bronze Cello, friend of the show and does the Mark show as well. Put over the Warrior documentary by WWE. Loved the rare footage. The airport story when it went nuts to a kid. Vince's letter he wrote and gave him at SummerSlam 91 when he suspended him, and the unreleased footage of him singing on the Slam Jam track. There's two sides to every coin. We'll be watching the Dark Side of the Ring Ultimate Warrior this weekend. And Buddy, Arden and Virk, we hardly knew you. This is, if you haven't heard Grado, Arden and Virk was on commentary for Raw for 3 weeks and has been binned off already.
So was he that bad? I take it he didn't
even
know.
He wasn't good.
That's a shame, man. But I don't get why they do that. I really don't.
We were talking about this on the March show. It's like, this guy's come from a sports background, so I don't know what he called. I thought it was baseball or American football or whatever. But it's like putting someone like Archie McPherson into wrestling commentary. I would pay good money to see Archie doing, or Jonathan. I always thought Jonathan Pierce, because he used to do Robot Wars.
He was great. Jonathan Pierce would be great. We should have got him to the world of sport, fuck.
Yeah, get Jonathan Pierce on the wrestling.
Do you remember who was the geezer that they got years ago and he called folk Jeff Harvey and all that? Remember him?
Oh, fuck, mate, the battle through it.
Remember there was rumours back in the day about Mike Goldberg, the old UFC commentator as well? He was going to turn up in Raw. I remember that, following that closely. And he was going to be at Raw and something kind of fell apart. But I don't get why they don't go for it. I think they just, they don't like kind of wrestling fans. They like taking folk that are already shaped as presenters.
We are a sports brand.
It's like Radzi that I met the other week when I was filming something, he'd done backstage interviewing with WWE, But he's good. He's good. He does a lot of work for like the Olympics and snooker and stuff like that. And I think he got because of the COVID, he had to get, you know, he was, you know, that he was, I don't know if he was under contract. However, he's no longer there. But that's the kind of guys are looking for. They're looking for, yeah, you know, that have got a background about sports and journalism, and they've no got that wrestling mind, so that they can be shaped a lot easier than what it would be than having some fucking,
yeah,
you know what I mean, Mark doing it. But I don't know.
I'll be top beat back to Tom Phillips, but I'm saying let's get the campaign Billy fucking Kirkwood for Raw. There we go.
Oh, could you imagine?
That would be amazing. Wow. Sean's putting over JR being honest in his opinion about the best wrestler and not just going for a company guy. I've missed this. Do you know anything about JR being saying something about the best wrestler?
No, I don't know. I mean, I usually listen to his podcast, but no, I'm just the Jeff Jarrett podcast is something else, mate.
The Jeff Jarrett. If you do listen to our wrestling podcast, listen to the Jeff Jarrett podcast. It's fucking brilliant. It's really good.
But the best thing about JR is he is honest, and I love it when he's crab it. What? See when he comes on and he starts fucking moaning about if he's missed his flight or he's some woman at the airport's questioned if wrestling's fake or not, and he's crab at ass. JR is totally the best, so he doesn't hold back with old JR, man.
I just can't handle I'm talking about his boner though, like when he's promoting Blue Chew on his program and he's fucking talking about this fucking. No, I don't know what he need that. I don't need that image in my head. He's burying all Omega and Elite fans crying about it. Although I think he's had some different opinion.
I think it's just a distraction.
I need to catch up on that. Sorry, Sean. John is burying AEW's women's division just when they think they're getting somewhere, they go back the way. I think they're going to put the belt on Britt Baker this weekend at Double or Nothing. And I think she'll be able to carry it. She's brilliant. If you ever get a check, Grado, go and check out Britt Baker's stuff. I don't know if you've seen much of her.
Britt's brilliant. She's brilliant.
Yeah,
she's brown. She was in all of the AIW shows when I was in America. She's brown. She goes away. Adam Cole, does she?
Adam Cole, she does. And she's been fantastic on AEW. Put over Aleister Black returning, just short, sweet, and all the in the details. That's going to be good. Aleister Black fighting Big E going forward, and he looks good. And you've worked with obviously when he was Tommy End in ICW, but listen, he's got. Just well, Rab's not here.
Let's leave this to Rab. He can speak about him next week. He put him over a couple of weeks ago, was he not?
Yeah, no, he's good, and it could be interesting to see what comes back. Willie's putting over the Hana Kimura Memorial the other day. Very classy tribute and a fun show. Buddy, dumb wrestlers saying dumb things on dumb Twitter, especially Austin Aries and Ryback. Yeah,
you see, this is odd. I mean, I know people don't disagree with him, but this is what wrestling's all about. See the kind of.
Is it a work?
Ryback's Twitter, I love it. I love Ryback's Twitter.
Is it a work?
Austin Aries is now working.
No, wasted Austin. But is Ryback working? I love the going back a couple of weeks where he's like, what should I do next? Should I go to WWE, AEW, or retire? Brilliant. And he kept rerunning the poll.
Love it.
It was fucking brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Loved it.
And Ian finally saying, "Bunny myself for not watching wrestling in weeks and put over the Brian Pillman episode of Dark Side of the Ring. So sad hearing Brian Jr.'s side of it all." And that is your Brian put overs for this week.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
It's the part of the show which we do a running Grado, we invite listeners, but sometimes we like to have special guests on. And remember Rab a couple of weeks ago said, Davey Blaze is having a baby. We need to get Davey on to have a chat. You two can talk dad stuff. Well,
that's right. We've
gone and invited on. So welcome to the show, Mr. Davey Blaze.
The man himself.
What do you want to do tonight, sir?
Oh, mate, I love it. I love it already. I love it already. Right.
There he is.
How did it look?
Oh, please, I forgot about that one.
Give me some knuckles, mate.
Give me some. No seeing you forever, mate. I've missed you.
Mate, we're going to be dads, mate.
I know what the. I thought you were. Do you know? I feel bad right for saying this, but I thought you were faving at first because that's. I feel as if that would be a thing that you would go like, I'm going to noise up Facebook. I mean, don't take that the wrong way. But do you know that way? Was it them Dels? Was it them Dels that messaged you saying the same thing?
Wait, I swear to God, I had about fucking. I must have had about 30 folk going like that. You're at it. You're ribbing his. I was like, mate. I'm like, you think I'm fucking Hugh Hefner, mate? You think I'm going to do the Montreal Screwjob? I was like, ah, fuck's sake. I was like, I've got somebody pregnant.
Well, that's good, mate. So I don't know if you want to get into it, but you wear the lassie or whatever? Or are you, no, is everything all right?
I'm nowhere, but I've known her right. For over 10 years.
All right, okay.
Mate, it was just like, up, man, Christmas, boom.
Oh, was it Christmas Day?
Aye. Well, Christmas night. right down the chimney.
Oh, please, man. What you like? Mate, well, do you know what? When's the wedding due?
19th. Between the 16th and the 19th of September, mate.
Brilliant. That's earlier than... Mine's is November.
Have you a gender reveal, Davey?
It's a wee boy.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, yeah,
when so, did you find it?
Well, she told us, what was it, a couple of months, obviously, into her finding it. So I had the pure shock king. I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, right, no bother. She was just like, aye. So what do you think of this? Are you fearing all that? And I says, well, look, I says, aye, I've shat the bed a bit. I says... I says, one David Blaze on the boot, man, that's bad enough. Imagine two of them. It'll be like legion of doom.
Well, David, you know, without the
hiding right.
We've just had Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio father-son tag team.
There you go.
This is ICW's first father-son tag team.
I'll just buy a wee boy. I'm like, that right, mate, one of the shooters. Hot tag, man, 619, that dafty.
Please, I need you to say about what do you want to do tonight, sir? Explain what that is for like a British. Explain what that's. Tell the story when the one night where I kind of took the piss out of that, didn't we?
So mate, we've been taking the piss out of it, man, for I think nearly a decade now, mate. But basically, the whole thing between me and Grado going, what do you want to do tonight, sir? Is basically. We were on a show, right? And there was an import on the show. And I think it was an ICW show or something, Grado? I can't mind.
But me and
Grado are sitting there and this guy walks here to this mad import. He was wrestling. He goes like that. He goes, hey, brother. And he goes, what do you want to do tonight? And he goes, no, what do you want to do tonight, sir?
Because, see, John, honestly, I would say about 95% of British wrestlers, when they get paired off with working a Yank, don't they? It's always the same, innit? You see them nervous, right, and they're freaking, their horns are oily like gaff, man, they're sweating gravy, and you see them walk up to them and they go, oh, hey, you have a good flight? You have a good flight? Didn't they? It's always, did you have a good flight? Was your flight good?
Yeah.
What do you want to do tonight, sir?
did you have a good sleep in the pen you're in tonight, sir?
David, have you wrestled any Yanks? Have you watched your fight? You must have wrestled.
Oh, mate, I'll tell you what. See, before he starts, I stopped wrestling, I think, 2007, and I never went to any British wrestling show, and I'll tell you what blew my mind. Listen to this, I went to a show in Kilmarnock and watched Davey Blaze work Kevin Nash.
Fuck, did you work in Nash?
Mate, at 16, I was only a year and a half into making my wrestling debut. And I was the BCW tag team champion. The first company that ever booked me was BCW. The first company that ever gave me my title, BCW. And then, boom. Import man, big sexy diesel, the man himself, fucking the big Russian at the Punisher and all that. Aye, big King.
And by the way, he bumped for you and everything, didn't he?
Oh, aye, mate. Off, aye, big
John,
man.
John, I'm telling you, he fucking he had his working boots on that night. I'm telling you, he's fucking bumping oil like a funny boys.
Aye, mate, I'm telling you, mate, that it was hilarious, man. There's a point, I keep talking about it, right? There's a point in the match where he's fucking, I'm trying to like get him into the ring to cheat, right? And I'm like, ah, this fucking big prick's making me work harder, man. I was like, ah, fuck it. So I've went to like kind of spit and lit in the corner of the ring, mate, and I've just groggled, like went, whoa, poof. And it's landed on his red pleather trousers.
Fuck.
Mate, and he's looked at me like this. Yeah, he's just jammed right into the ring, man. I was like, ah, I thought he was going to rip me off, mate.
You were 16 and you want Kevin Nash.
Wow. 16 now and I want Kevin Nash, mate.
Did you take the power bomb, Davey?
No, I was wanting to take a jackknife, man. It was like me, Stevie and Chris Rampage up here fighting there at backstage. We're like, mm-hmm. who's taking it? And fucking kid fights going like that, man. You need to calm it down, man. Hide your ragers.
But it's always the same, isn't it? When you're on a show with Rikishi, man, you're in a match, you want the fucking...
You want the stink face.
Every cunt's thinking of the stink face. Bags of the stink face. Bags it.
Bags of the stink face. Mate, I get told about his mad fucking...
Who's taking the one?
Me! Oh, no, mate. Credo, remember the time it was me and Martin Kirby versus you and Al Snow?
Oh, mate.
Mate, and
is that Kilmarnock?
I'd done the mad Scottie too hot thing.
Aye. By the way, do you know what? That was,
honestly, John, see Al Snow when he comes out here, man. All he does is, you see that match I done with Spud and TNA where we done all the finishers?
Yeah.
That's what he does, didn't he, Blaze? Isn't it? He's got this whole sequence and it's fucking brilliant. It's like, F you into the fucking, somebody
feeds in. It's the fucking, the pedigree. Pedigree. The Scottie too hot and then he gets heed. And then fucking
it's honestly, and the crowd love it, man. The crowd love it.
That's brilliant. That is
fucking, who else have you worked on? I'm trying to think as well. You've had fucking loads.
I've worked Kevin Nash, Al Snow, MVP. I've worked Joey Legend. Yeah, that's a laugh. I'll give you a laugh with him in a minute. Fucking who else?
You always gone with him?
I've got obviously the Godfather and ICW, the Dudley Boys put through the table of fame. fucking mate, there's hunters, man. I've peeled. I think I need to go back and look at my mad Word document, I mean, for my CV that I send it.
your CV. Do you know, I think it's funny, Hank Blaze, like, in fucking like 40 years' time, you'll be sitting in a boozing, man. I used to do a bit of the wrestling. And that fucking mind the Dudley Boys. They put me off through a table and can't look. Good, something like that. All right, check that, Dafty.
Well, my kaffir bag with a pair of Lindsdale tuners on.
Remember, I got snake skin boots.
It's like that. No bother, cactus Jack. No, I says no.
Jake the Snake, you went, oh, Jake the Snake. All right, Jake the Snake.
That's like, when's Jake the Snake? It's like, when's Jake the Snake back in his boots back?
Yeah, David, you've not been doing any of the ICW stuff at the moment, have you? I've not seen it pop up.
No, mate, obviously, I think there was nothing really gone for me at that point. But I've got something happening with UWN out in Dubai.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Chick Cullen got that sorted, and so I'll be heading out there soon.
Oh, fantastic.
So I'm heavy buzzing for that, man. I'm going to go out to where I'm at Dubai, cunt, so about that. Yeah, I get put through the table after Dudley's.
Davey, I don't think you going to Dubai is a good idea. There's certain rules that you need to stick by in Dubai.
Mate, I'm barred for Spain, man. I was on my brother's stag do, and I missed the whole stag do just because I ran L2 motors, and I get chased, and then I was in three different jails, and then missed my flight on the Monday. I appeared in front of a judge in a Spanish court, and the only word that I knew was Pope of War. I just kept going, Pope of War, please, Pope of War.
I didn't know that.
Oh, mate, I've just started writing a book, man. Dark Side of the Ring by David Blaze. it's going to go in there, mate.
Right, a tip, if you're going to Dubai, don't mess with the Emiratis, David. Don't take the piss out of them. Don't do anything with the Emiratis.
Here, do you know what I need to say about, right? I tell you what, man. see how, as I say this all the time, my brother hated the wrestling, but he loved coming to ICW, and he fucking loved the Bucky Boys, man. Yeah. See me think back to 10 years ago when it first started, and it was brilliant. It was tremendous.
Mate, and that was the fucking the brilliant thing about it, man, right? It was like you had the ICW originals, you had me and Stevie the Bucky Boys, Arcel Grado, Jester, BT, Wolfie, Kid Fight, Liam Thompson, right? But it was like Nene has got steel. So everything that we were doing, we were changing through the years, and it was just evolving, do you know what I mean? I'll never forget the face, man, fucking Dallas. I think it was the first ICW tour, and it was leading into the SCCC. I thought Dallas nearly had a stroke when I put this idea to words on, man. He just looking at me, and I was like, ah, mate, you all right? He's like, mate, the Bucky Boys are no sputting up. And I went, how no? And he's like, ah, because he's our money, man, he's our money. He's like, ah, he's are killing it on the merch. He's like, ah, I can't have he's breaking up. Right. So I was like, look, give's a chance. I says, it's not that we feel like we're getting steel or anything else. I went, just give's a chance. I went, because we want to have a spot on the SCCC. Because this is at the time where Dallas was like, if you want to go on the big shows, you need to make sure that you've got a storyline worth going on, and blah, blah, blah. So I said to, me and Stevie says to Dallas, why don't you give Glasgow at the garage this big, like, kind of breakup? I says, because like everywhere that we do in the UK, it's like Liverpool, they get big stuff. Newcastle, they get big stuff. So I says, nothing's really happened in Glasgow. I says, let's give him this big split up. I mean, they'll not even expect it. And I swear, Grado, I think you were there that night, weren't you?
I think I was on him. I was at the split, and I was at when you came back. I was in the ring when you came back with the Bucket Boys as well.
Aye, and it was, mate, I'd see the split, man. You'd see when I watch it back to this very day, man. I think there's people having heart attacks and all that in the crowd. Aye. And it's just, everybody's losing their shit.
You know what would be good? I think would be good to one day, the ICW do a show, and it's like a kind of, not a tribute show, right, as such, but like a fucking, do you know the way they date on Raw anniversary and all that, and we do an ICW show, and it's all the older gimmicks, and you know, it's no taped, because we want to use the music, and just have like a pure old school ICW night.
That would be one night stand kind of idea.
That would be dynamite, mate.
Wouldn't it? What's happening in the future then? What's your plans for the next year, mate?
Plans for next year, mate. Obviously, I'm going to let go to the B-man. He's going to be born this year, mm-hmm. So I've got a lot of things and a lot of focus on him. But
you still get a flat?
Still got the flat, mate. I'm just up at my mum and dad's to use the laptop. once the wee man's born, obviously spend a bit of time with him, so I'll take a bit of stuff out. If the only time that I'll be going away, if it's need be, be wrestling, mm-hmm. at that point, is if it's something big, if it's something worth doing. Because I don't want to let no be there and spend time with him, do you know what I mean? Other than that, like, going into next year, hopefully this UWN thing picks off, and I can go out there and just start heavy going off and up, man. In a good environment.
Right, mate. Well, Blaze, it's been amazing to see you, mate. Honestly, I miss hanging about you, mate. I miss being at shows with you and stuff.
We need to get a couple of drinks before the mains are here, man.
He's better. I'll tell you, see as a dad, boys, I'm going to tell you this right now. It's a bit of a nightmare because of lockdown. There's a couple of bits of advice I can give you. Go eat some nice restaurants before you have the wane, because you're going to be eating Frankie and fucking Benny's for the next fucking hour.
I hate Frankie and Benny's.
That's what you're eating for the next week. Well, go to the cinema, because all you're going to be seeing is animated penguins for the next fucking 5-6 years as well.
Hey, mate, I'm going to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger at a kindergarten cup. Is not tumor, put the cookie down now.
But listen, David, all the best. I'm sure we'll speak to you before. I think I see your hat trick on the show, so
I think it's maybe the fourth time.
Is that
I don't think I've been on with you every time you don't have no been here.
I know, mate, I know, Mate, I was starting to think that I've done something wrong to offend
I'm starting to get paranoid. How did I miss these shows? Was it just off, John?
You were just off.
I was Blaze my replacement.
David, all the best, mate. Thanks for coming on.
Really, no worries, guys. See you for having me.
Keep in touch, please, mate. All the best, pal.
Love you, bro.
See you later.
See you later, enjoy.
See you later, bud. See you later, pal.
And if you want to be in the running, you know, like Davey, sometimes just invite guests. I think we'll have a listener back on next week. Get signed up to our Patreons. That's the best way to do it, because the heavyweight champs get first dibs, IC champs, then cruiserweight champs. You can get doing that right now, patreon.com/wrestlingdaft.
You just made the list!
Now we go to the list of Wrestling Daft. It isn't just a magazine that you can pick up in the shop. I don't know if you can still get the list, where you can check out the comedy and gigs and all that. You used to be able to pick that up. But anyway, we love the list on Wrestling Daft. Not that list, but the list we do every week when we take some in wrestling, put it in order, and that's what we do every week. You can vote on what you want us to feature on the list at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft, and our plug for that. This week, it was the closest vote yet, Grado. We put up, because I know you're a belt mark, right? I thought, I want to give Grado the chance to talk about belts, because I know you love belts. And so we put that up against the best cage matches, because Hell in a Cell is not far away. 51% of the vote, just by a ball hair, they went for the belts. So
I'm delighted with that. I would have been raging if the cage match thing came up.
I knew you would.
Mate, John, you're so right, man. I am a fucking mega mark for the belts. Mega mark for the belts. I'd say since maybe a bit mid-2000s, when I remembered, because I think WCW could sell replica belts. They were the first. I could be wrong. Someday we would clear it up. And I was desperate to get one, a WCW one. I'd get it.
Do you want the big gold?
Well, I'll wait, because I want to cut out my surprises, okay. In the mid-2000s, okay, the WWF ones were released, and John, fucking was obsessed with them. ReplicaWrestlingBelts.com, WWF Replica Belts, searching on eBay. I was obsessed with me. I used to make my own belts. I'd go daft for them, and for 2 years I wanted a belt. My mom and dad were like, there's no way we are paying £150 for a fucking stupid belt. That's the way they went on. But we eventually, I think it was end of 2002, there was the Scotsman Models in Glasgow. They were doing replica belts, and I'd never even seen a replica belt before, and I remember going up. I've probably told this story before, have I?
Yeah, is this when you're this for Christmas, is it?
Aye, right, well, I've told it before, but anyway, as I say, they were in the Scotsman Models. WWF Undisputed Belt was there. It wasn't my favourite, but I just wanted one.
Oh, that's the Undisputed Title Belt.
I've still got it. I seen it the other day, and it's in my heart. And I remember just my mum going, absolutely no, but she ended up winking to the guy behind the thing where he put mine by. And so I remember waking up on Christmas Day, and I went, oh, honestly, I swear to God, to this day, that's still my favourite ultimate best present is the Undisputed Belt, getting that on Christmas Day. I remember putting it on UKF and everything. But even now, mate, I was texting you the other day, weren't I?
Yeah,
about, because I want one again. But this is what's happening, John. Right, it's the weirdest thing. See, because I've been away for wrestling, like stuff that I got so desensitized to is coming back. Like I remember, like being like obviously TNA and seeing the belts at the table and going like that, man. God, if this was me 10-15 years ago, I'd be fucking, you know, I'd be greeting about it. Yeah. I can't believe I'm getting touched belts. Don't get me wrong, right? There's a big thing they say in wrestling, you know, don't be a mark for the belts, don't be taking pictures of them, whatever. Fuck that, man. I used to, honestly. I remember Sanjay was in charge of the belts one weekend, so he had the TNA belt and he had the X Division belt, and fucking, man, I've got 40s weight, and then backstage at Wembley, I had the tag titles, I was going nuts for it. But anyway, that's I'm kind of talking too much here, but anyway, I'll tell you my top three, right? And then number three is going to be the big gold belt. However, it's the late 1999-2000 version, where the front plate is not curved, and it's like in a different belt. It's weird. If you go back and watch it, there is definitely a difference in the belts. And I can't wait, because Conrad is going to, he does a thing for the Patreon. I signed up to his Patreon, right? and he's got belts. He's got amazing belts. He's got stories behind him. What he does,
yeah, he collects them, doesn't he?
Aye, collects them, man. He's got crackers. But for me, it was the WCW version later on. You know, the kind of spiced up big gold belt that they had with the wee bend in it. So that's my number three.
Right, okay, number two.
Number two. This is close between two and one, but for me, the first belt that I really, really wanted, and I've always loved it, and I think it just looks classy. It looks like a traditional wrestling belt, but it's the WCW US title belt.
Right. That's the, yeah. I'm just trying to think how that sat. Was that just
It sat similar to the old Intercontinental, with the American flag in the middle, and it had WCW then US title. It's the one when I think about it, I think of Booker T. I think of Steve Austin wear it.
Yeah.
I think of Steamboat wear. In fact, did Austin have the US title? I kind of think maybe never. But if that belt for me, it's just that as a wrestling belt. That is a wrestling belt.
Right. Okay. And what's number one?
Number one, without a doubt, people might disagree, but for me, it's just all about memories and I've never recovered from them changing the belt, this belt, but for me, it is the WWF Attitude Era, the Globe belt. Is that what they call it? They call it the Globe, didn't they?
Is it the Globe?
The Globe belt. No, it's not the, put it this way, it's not the Winged Eagle. It's the one we think about with The Rock, Stone Cold, Kurt Angle. That, for me, man, is, they'll never, ever beat that belt. I love it. Just the whole, when I think about WrestleMania 2001, and I think of Rock and Austin, and I tell you, if I was ever going to invest and buy a replica belt, I'd get that one. I fucking just love it. What's yours?
£270 at the moment, Grado. £270.
Well, you see, but that's no. I would want it re-leathered, and I would want thick plates. Do you know that? I'm sure. Conrad, he's collecting belts. He had a pair of Ric Flair's boots, and the WWF warehouse guy asked if he could get a line of them for Access Weekend, and he gave them, and the guy lost them. Right, and he's for months and months and months. He says, "I'll repay you," and he ended up sending him the WWF the original belt for the Globe belt, and Conrad worked out that it was the one that was used at WrestleMania 17, the very exact one.
Really? Wow. Amazing. Wow. I think
Why am I in it so much? I mean, I love watching unboxing videos and shit like that.
A lot of wrestling fans are into the belts.
Don't get me wrong, I hate seeing them at shows. I hate even seeing it on TV.
Aye.
Because it just takes away for the mystique of winning it. I don't mind you having it in your room, but don't take it to shows, man.
Right, okay, so there's some advice for Grado. If you've got a belt, do not take them to the shows. I think, for me, I've got to go traditional, the IC belt, not the kind of the white Attitude, you know, one that they kind of brought back, the traditional Honky Tonk Man, Ultimate Warrior, Bret Hart, IC with a globe in the middle, the globe plating. I love that belt. I was always a fan of the IC belt as opposed to the heavyweight kind of scene back in the 80s and early 90s, you know. So I'd have that. It'd be
cool.
Let's check what the punters are saying. Steve says probably an unpopular choice, but I love the eco-friendly WWE Championship Daniel Bryan had. Fit his heel eco-warrior character perfectly.
I'm not buying that.
Nah, I hated that.
I'm not buying that.
Horrible.
How can anybody pick that as their favourite?
Kev says the WWE agrees with you. WCW US and TV titles were great. NWA World's Heavyweight Championship always looked a bit special. The WWF Hardcore Belt was also cool. Did you like the Hardcore Belt? I liked the Hardcore Belt.
I think Jester had the Hardcore Belt. But do you know what? I'm laughing when I read TV title. I remember going to a BCW show before. I suppose it was just when I was training, and I was obsessed with the WCW. TV title, and the promoter fucking put up for a raffle, John, right? And I mean, I'm talking like a fucking £50 raffle. And I remember it getting drawn, and I bought about 5 or 6 tickets and it got drawn. And like, just this random fucking woman in her 50s for like Kilmarnock won it. And I was like, I'll give you £20 for this. And she was like, no, I couldn't get away. Like, I couldn't get it that I had always wanted one of these belts. And a random woman won it. at the Grand Hall in Kilmarnock, and she's fucking walking out the room with her shoulder. I was, oh.
So I'm kicking about Kilmarnock to this day.
Aye. With
the TV belt around there. Mm-hmm. Brett, I have two, but I'm going with a British title and a US title. Two are my favourites are the Black and White 0G title and the original ECW World title.
I like that as well.
Yeah. Always the WWF Scottish Wrestling Network, always the WWF European Championship.
The big eagle, it's not the big globe, I'm just reading, it's the big eagle.
Yeah. Dean says, personally, the Smoking Skull Belt was always my favourite. That would have probably been Rab's number one, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. Though the NXT UK belt is a modern belt that reeks of prestige, I have to say that NXT UK belt is an absolute belter.
That's a cracker.
It's the best looking title.
And I'm not a big fan of the Smoking Skull. I've never been a fan of like the Cena Spinner and the Edge and all that. I've never.
What about the Brahma Bull one?
Nah, I mean, he never even used it, did he?
No, he didn't really, no.
I think he used it.
I'll get some stick for this, but I love the hardcore belt, says Scott. I think that belt perfectly sums up what the division was all about. Close second is the WWE global title, just reminds me of my childhood and how wrestling was better back then. CJ says Attitude Era IC title for me. Design gets a lot of hate, but I've always loved it. Kyle says big fan of the £10 of gold NWA heavyweight title, simple yet looks classy. Also a fan of the old IWGP heavyweight title before the redesign.
That's a shout for the NWA title.
The redesign looks a bit like the old Divas Championship. It's not the best. Will says the CCW Wired title was a cracker.
God, that's taking me back. Jesus.
I can't even picture that one. Big Gold says Sean. I think this is a wrestler, but he's on Twitter. He's called Far Too Bored. I have a soft spot for the PWE tag team titles, but I might be massively biased on this one. The BCW Championship is probably one of the most iconic title belts in Scotland, worldwide. BCW, have you held that one, Grado?
I think I won it or something, and then it get changed. I can't even remember. I've never been a BCW champion, but if we're going to talk about British belts, the BCW is a cracker. The PBW one's nice as well, but the PWE World title, which is based on the £10 gold one that you see that I usually have sitting in the background.
Yeah.
That is a classic belt.
Belt,
man.
Yeah. Gav says the IC Championship 2011 to 2019. That's the white one. Harks back to the 85-97 version with a better shape. And Andy leaves us off with the Winged Eagle belt. Not really for the looks, but the fact that it was the title for so long that if you want it, you wear the same belt the Legends as the Legends did before you. The Undisputed title looked cool as fuck. As well,
see the Winged Eagle as well. I remember obviously I had the other belt for a wee while, and then see when I turned 16, I got £90 a week working for, in fact, was it £90 a week or was it £90 a fortnight? So I get two pies for McDonald's, whether it was weekly or fortnightly, and I ended up with this was the first time I ever had money, so I had £180 in the bank. And I remember just straight away, my first ever wage, I bought the Winged Eagle WWF title off eBay.
You still got it?
I had it for about 2 years. No, I sold it, which I'm raising about.
Oh, man. Well, you've got plenty of money now, Grado. Get yourself on and get a new one. Grado, you've been around the industry. How do you go about getting a belt? I mean, have you considered it for the pavilion shows? How do you go about getting a belt made? Do you go to a designer? How does the whole process work?
Well, I'd say 15 years ago, it was hard to actually get a belt. There was kind of guys that were doing belts, and the quality was crap. It was kind of like tin, but they were custom made, and they looked no bad, but they were about £150-£200. But you really, if you wanted a right tidy belt, you'd go to Dave Milliken, or is it JMR? What's his name? Is it JMR Belts? But no, man, there's loads of folk that, because, and I reckon it's because they loved replica belts when they're Wayne's, and they've actually learned how to craft belts together. Wow. There's a guy in Aberdeen that makes belts, and here's one. He made a belt for, see, the Old Braveheart's promotion that we talk about, Old Braveheart up in Dundee. for SWE. This guy made that, and it's a fucking screamer, John. It's a screamer of a belt. But you really, it will set you back about $2,000 or $3,000 to get an absolute cracker.
Wow.
ICW had one that was made, the ICW title, I'm sure was kind of shit quality. But the week before the SEC show with me and Drew, they got it made professionally. Like, as wow. in, they go they so the same template and they got it made and it looks shit hot. I mean, it looks tremendous.
Yeah.
You need to have a good belt.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? I think we're going to get that sorted. I'd love to get a belt maker on the running.
Wrestling Daft belt.
Oh, we need to get a wrestling Daft belt. That's what we need, so we can once we start promoting shows and that. We need to get a belt maker on the running. So I love that. But hey, thanks for all your contributions for that. Great shout! It's time for another wrestling Daft road story. I'm going to have to substitute for Rab and bring out my acting skills again because I've already read the story. So Grado will have to play the part of reacting to it. Yeah. I'm going to pretend to be a wrestler again. I'll be the new wrestler in the car with the veteran himself, Grado, as we're on our way back from the show. So,
step into the motor.
Let's get in the motor. Here we go. Did I do okay in the ring today, Mr. Grado? Did I do all right?
What to do tonight, sir? Stick in. Just work on your cardio, brother.
Cardio, yeah. Okay. Any other advice? Did you like my finishing move?
What was that again?
It was a kind of reverse pile driver off the top rope and flipped at the end.
I'm no fucking taking it.
Right, okay. I call it the John Hammer. Listen, I'd like to tell you a story because, you know, Mr. Grado, I want to you know, impress you, and I think...
Right, okay. I get that quite a lot, you know.
Yeah. So, I'm a student, I don't know if you know, I was a student at Edinburgh Uni, and I shared a flat with my friend, Sean Callaghan, and for the purpose of the story, that is actually his name. you know, in the flat... We used to play pranks, so, you know, ribs on each other, you're pranking on each other, you know, throwing cold water over each other, you know, the air horns waking up each other with that. Basically, we made each other's life hell with the pranks we played, you know, it was all about the ribs in the flat, you know, we like felt like our own heart, you know, all that sort of stuff. So we decided after a wee while this stuff wasn't really affecting us, it was kind of child's play. So we came up with a game, and it was called... Hide the Shite. Okay. So I think you can imagine what the idea of the game was, Grado, but you know, you had a shite, you hid it, and then you told your pal when it was done. It was then their job to find the shite in the flat as quick as possible. Okay. So basically it started, you know, fun and games. So I started the game when and put one in his football boot. And then he followed that up with putting one in my shoe. And each time, it would be over pretty quickly, you know. You know, you'd find it within an hour, maybe a couple of hours, you know. It went on for a couple of months, and we were asking ourselves, is it clatty? Aye, it was. Aye. Was it disgusting? Aye, it was. But did we have fun? No, not really, but we still continued to do it. So, basically... Sean really stepped up to the plate one day and really stepped up the game. Took it, I would say, a bit too far, Grado, because he put the shite in my pillowcase. And so when I was going to my bed that night, I obviously found it while I was trying to get to sleep. And I'm thinking to myself, this has gone too far. What kind of pal puts shite in your pillowcase? But at the same time, I was thinking, I'm getting this prick back. So it took me a wee bit of while to think how I could top this, right? But I found a place, I'll tell you, I found a place. I just told him, it's done. move on. A day. Move on 2 days. 3 days later, still had not been found. A new world record and Hide the Shite had been accomplished. Quite happy with myself. However, 2 weeks pass and he's asking me, did you actually hide the shite? And I'm like, aye. Aye. Every other shite by this point had been found by accident, you know. And but this point, he's taking his time and hunting the flat high and low to find the shite. All over the flat, he's far and wide, up and down cupboards, under beds. He is looking for this shite, right? And now he's getting pretty pissed off because he's not found it.
Right.
So we're coming up to a month now. The shite has still not been found, okay? Still no shite found. So one day we're at the breakfast table and we're sitting having, you know, our toast or cereal and what have you. And Sean went to spread the butter on his toast. However, when he was applying the butter to said bit of toast, it started to turn a little bit brown. The shite had been found. Yes, sir, I had planted the shite in a tub of butter and no one had gone to it. So basically, the Shanner takes a scrap and we have it go to a scrap. We decide then the game is officially over. Sean gets married in July, however, and I'm part of the wedding party. And he ate my shite, but we're still pals.
Oh, that's fucking bugging. I bet he got worms.
Well, if you go back to an old episode of Wrestling Daft, you'll find that story.
Hey, that could be Wrestling Daft, mate. So I quite like that story. Hide the shite.
Hide the shite,
and we get it. We mock it off another like WWF logo, like the King of the Ring. Hide the shite.
So thank you very much for Stephen McCabe for providing.
That was good.
There was no sex or it.
They come just shite.
Just shite today. If you want to get a Wrestling Daft's road story into us, we'd really appreciate it. They're flooding in, so thank you so much for that. But we'll want to keep them coming in because they're absolutely popping us every week. So drop us a DM on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Facebook, or you can drop it on our email, wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. So that's it for Wrestling Daft this week. We missed Rab, but like we always say, card subject to change. He'll be back next week, he promises. He's just really busy doing this sitcom at the moment. Grado, however, is about to start filming his sitcom, so fingers crossed we get Grado on. There might be some pokery over the next couple of weeks.
There could be just kind of bare ways, because obviously for a year there we've been doing absolutely F4 and everything's all coming at the one time, so we're going to try and be able to get on top of it, but hopefully Rab's back next week with a couple of stories for being on set with Jess and that.
We'll get some surprise guest marks on as well. Grado, who's going to be a listener of the week?
Listener this week,
I think we should give it to Colin Mackin. And do you know why I think that? Because poor Vinnie Mack didn't get his happy birthday sang to
him. That's it.
So Colin Mackin and Vinnie Mack.
See, there you go. That's better than getting me to shout happy birthday to you. You're now listener of the week, man.
There you go. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can do that. Get us on Twitter, get us on Instagram, get us on Facebook. Please leave a review and subscribe on Apple, wherever you get your podcast. Sign up to Patreon, give us some money, you know, we can keep the show going. There's lots of great content up there. We're going to get some extra bonus podcasts up there really, really soon. So patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. There's t-shirts in that as well. You can get face masks, you can get phone covers, you can get truck, you can get Gradle bum bags, you can get Wrestling Daft bum bags, for fuck's sake. Get that. Get involved. shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. That's it for this week's show. Thank you very much, Grado. I've enjoyed your stories this week.
Aye, I was in the mid for telling a wee story or two, so there you have it.
We didn't have much TNA chat, which was just a bit disappointing.
Well, you know what, it's I know we don't like plugging, but I'm part of that fucking Patreon to get Jeff Jarrett's podcast early, and they're talking about how it came about, and obviously I'm all over it.
Oh, I thought you were.
I'm all over it, man. Yeah. I'm just so glad to have been part of fucking.
You're just waiting
for the best company in the world to come out of Nashville, Tennessee. What?
You're just waiting for that mention on the Jeff Jarrett. You've already been mentioned on the Jeff Jarrett podcast.
Aye, but
when he gets into the.
Just wait till they review Slammiversary 2017 or something like that. You know what I mean?
Thank you very much for listening. I've not got a catchphrase, so you just do yours.
Up on it!
That's not your catchphrase.
It's yourself.
There you go.
Audio Frontier.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.